Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Best or worst? We want to hear what was the best thing that happened over the weekend, or you have the choice, the worst thing that happened. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. Raven, best thing that happened to you this weekend?
I witnessed a wedding, which was really nice. It was the first wedding of the season for our company, and it was just nice to see two people out there in love and celebrating that again. And just to have so many people there and then dancing and everything, it was crazy. Here's a little clip.
Paying to me as two single people, you will now leave as a married couple, united to each other by the binding contract you've just entered. Therefore, in accordance with the law, I do pronounce you husband and wife.
We wish a very big congratulations to Carissa and Derek.
That's nice.
Yes, her dress was beautiful, and she was brave because it was chilly that day.
Yeah. What was the worst thing that happened over the weekend?
My job spreader broke on right as I had, we had cut the lawn, we did the weed whacking, we're doing all this stuff around the house, all that, and then I go to put down some lawn food out there, some fertilizer, and the drop spreader broke.
Oh.
So you pull on the little handle to open the door.
Yeah.
I went one row. I went two rows. Bing! It broke.
Okay.
And then I had to go to like six stores to find another one. And they sold me the dirtiest one that must have been on like a back shelf for like a year or something like that.
Not awful.
I overcame.
You know? Yeah.
I overcame. I'm going to survive it. Right. I'm going to survive it.
The best thing for me was this weekend felt like the most normal weekend in a very long time.
Yes, yes it did.
Saturday, Hayden started soccer again.
Wow.
The soccer season kicked off. And I, for the first time since she was 3 years old, I'm not coaching. My oldest daughter, Hayden, is 12.
How did your stress level do with that? So much better, I'm guessing.
You know, it was interesting because I was prepared not to coach her. I was prepared to sit on the sidelines because what I wasn't prepared for was all the other girls on the team who I had coached for the last few years. When they were making simple mistakes, I jumped up and I started correcting them, and they were looking at me, you know?
It's not your job anymore.
I was like, if I was their coach, I would come punch me in the face.
Can't
like,
you know, just shut your mouth?
They were making, like, they needed Coach Anna.
Can't you just quiet down?
Dakota started swimming on Sunday.
That's fun.
And she's my 2-year-old, and she loved it. Like, I was afraid she was going to freak out or anything like that, but she loved it so much, and it made me so happy.
That's good.
But the worst thing that happened this weekend... Dakota, my 2-year-old, is going through the terrible twos, and she's a handful.
Mm-hmm.
So we went out to dinner on Friday night, and she is not well-behaved, and she is throwing a fit. So I get a break where Hayden, my oldest daughter, takes her to the bathroom, except one thing happened that was very strange and I got very upset about.
What happened in the bathroom at the restaurant?
So we said Sophia and Stella took Dakota to the bathroom with us.
Yes.
And then I started, like, flushing toilet paper down the thing.
Down the toilet?
Yeah, that's the thing. And then Dakota started, like, putting her hands in the toilet because she has no hand coordination.
Nice.
To, like, rip the toilet.
What does hand coordination have to do with putting her hands in the toilet and you let your sister do that? How long did you let her put her hands in the toilet?
For, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's not where we wash our hands.
No.
Just maybe next time you have to go, I guess. Sorry, Mom. You don't get that break.
I mean, I'm like, I'm sitting at the table enjoying my 5 minutes.
You don't get that break next time.
1-800-330-9999. Best or worst? What was the best thing that happened this weekend or the worst thing? You can call or text. Best or worst? It's totally up to you. What was the best thing that happened to you over the weekend or what was the worst thing? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Yeah, the best thing happened to me this weekend. My kids stayed with my parents, and I was able to go out with my friends for once after my vaccine, have a few drinks, and it was like we were in college again.
That does sound pretty great.
Yeah.
Especially when you've been cooped up.
Yeah, thank you for the call.
I've been doing that for like 6 months.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Best or worst? What happened over the weekend?
Best. I just found out that I was pregnant.
Yay! Oh! Congratulations!
Oh, that's big news.
Very big news.
I mean, how could there be anything bad at that point, right?
Yeah. Oh, your first one, too. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Enjoy every minute of it.
And Raven, what was the best or the worst thing from the weekend?
Best thing that happened to me this weekend, softball season started.
Oh, softball season. Yeah, that sounds fun. It's good to get out there and do something.
Yeah, and worst thing that happened, I hit a metal box in my job. And I opened my skull.
Take pictures. You know, I tagged the cart. You know how like they've got the cart collection at the store? I tagged one of those with my car door this weekend, and I was so mad at myself.
Oh, God.
And I, like, nobody else can see
that
it.
Hurts.
Like, it was just a teeny bit. Nobody else can see it. But I know it's there now, and it's going to drive me insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the worst. Hey, Annie and Raven, what was the best thing or the worst thing that you saw or happened to you over this weekend?
Well, because of the pandemic, we haven't really... I have a new grandson, and he's a month old, and she was limiting the amount of people. So I was left to see the baby and my husband, but the great-grandparents weren't allowed to see. So I got the green light. I was able to bring my parents there, and it was so awesome.
That is great.
Yeah, that is a great
awesome.
Thing.
Yeah, I know how exciting that is. I've never met my niece yet in Dallas. And
wow.
I know my mom and my dad are finally getting to go at the end of the month. And it's a big, big deal. I can't wait to be able to hold her. And she's one. You know, it's crazy. She's not even a baby anymore.
I know. It's insane. So many things change, you know, even in a month, much less a year. So that was an awesome experience yesterday. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Best or worst? What happened over the weekend that was awesome or not so great? 1-800-330-9999. You could always call or text.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.